Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has launched a scathing attack on the Murdoch media, describing it as a cancer on Australian politics. He's even said that a future Labor government should consider a royal commission into media ownership with a focus on the Murdoch empire and its political influence. It's not the first time in recent days that the Murdoch media outlets have been accused of meddling in Australian politics in a very direct way. Channel 9's political editor Chris Yuleman pulled no punches when he accused News Corporation of crossing the line to become players in the Liberal Party's leadership change. Chris Yuleman joins me now on RN Drive. Welcome.
G'day, PK.
Before we get into that, I've seen tweeted, and I've of course retweeted it dutifully, that Malcolm Turnbull's going to resign this week from his seat and cause a by-election earlier than we thought.
Yeah, by October the 6th will be the date for that by-election, which means there'll be two sitting weeks in September where the Liberal Party will be one seat down that they'll have to navigate. And I suppose if they have to have any length of time, 2 weeks is probably the best they're going to do.
Okay, so that's pretty significant really, isn't it? So he's not sticking around.
No, certainly not. I think he's very battered and bruised and wants to get out. And I wouldn't be surprised if once he does get out that he might leave the country for a while.
Now, let's get to this commentary from Kevin Rudd today, an editorial from him. What did you make of Kevin Rudd's statements around the Murdoch media's influence?
Look, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, I think a royal commission is probably at the far end of things that you can call on to, in terms of having a look at the way that the media operates in Australia. But, you know, the only thing that I did was to say that it's a fact. It's simply a fact that the Prime Minister's office believed that there was a campaign against them and they were not pulling punches and where they were directing that. And then if you watch the output of those organisations, I think that you could draw a conclusion that they were trying to have a fairly hefty influence. And by the way, it's not just the Murdoch media. 2GB figured very heavily in the criticisms I was hearing from everyone from the Prime Minister on down. And then there was the other accusation that some of those players had stepped over the line even further in the minds of some people in government, in that they were being accused of making telephone calls and applying pressure and being involved in a misinformation campaign that was all part of the leadership spill. Now, that is absolutely the belief of those ministers and cabinet ministers. There does seem to be some evidence to support that. I will say, though, that in direct conversation I've had with Peter Credlin, she says that that is not the case with her. So that's one that I've had feedback from. But I think that if you look at the output of the organisations, it's a fact, isn't it, Patricia?
It looks like very certainly the papers had decided that Malcolm Turnbull was no longer a very good Prime Minister. That was very clear, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, and media organisations have forever exercised their muscle. And one of the things about Rupert Murdoch is that he's exercised his muscle and known the use of power by the media better than anyone. And he's been a huge innovator in that over time. And I think his most recent creation, that of Fox News in the United States, is a fascinating innovation. I just begin to wonder what it's doing to the state of the conservative side of politics, because I don't think that the Labor Party is actually going to suffer much from this in the long run. I think that those people on the conservative side of politics who believe that Fox News or Sky After Dark is their friend might be a bit surprised that, in fact, the effect that it'll have on the conservative side of politics over time is to fracture it, maybe irreparably.
Back on Rudd and his call for really even a royal commission into influence, Kevin Rudd was happy to play the game when it suited him, wasn't he? I mean, just to reveal, because I think people expect full, you know, disclosure. I worked for the Australian newspaper when Kevin Rudd rose to Prime Minister, and you know, it's pretty well known that Kevin Rudd was very friendly with editors and worked it pretty hard.
In fact, if I recall, one of the editors of the Australian at that stage was the Godfather?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's
no,
right.
Or was Kevin Rudd the godfather of one of his children?
Yeah,
so
that's
the
right.
Relationship there was extremely close. And early on, I do recall that the Australian was the beneficiary of a lot of stories, including one that was quite controversial, the fact that it would appear that someone in the Australian was allowed to listen into a phone conversation with George W. Bush and then to have that recounted in the pages of the Australian, which was, in the eyes of the Americans, almost a mortal sin in the terms of the breach of confidence of that relationship. So, yes, I think that Kevin Rudd certainly early on courted the powerful, and he certainly courted those organisations. And for a while, those organisations were behind him. But then they turned quite sharply, which just goes to show that, you know, they exercise their power when they see fit and in ways that they see fit.
So given that, your argument that it looks now like there's a crossing of the lines, and we know that, you know, there have been people in News Corp, columnists for years that have had very outspoken views about what should happen, that a particular leader should go, you know, in history. What's changed now? What's made it more acute in your view?
Yeah, there are a couple of issues that I take, a couple of things I should say that I take issue with. And one is, first and foremost, is that if there were people who are commentators by day or by evening who are also actively involved in the process, and people keep asking me, what happened? Why did this happen? Well, the answer is there are a number of factors. Some of them are internal to the Liberal Party and some of them are external. And part of it is that people thought that Malcolm Turnbull didn't represent the values of their party, particularly those who are most conservative, and they wanted to expel him from it, essentially. But they didn't just exist inside the Liberal Party, they were supported by these people on the outside. Now, they're entitled to their commentary, but as I say, first thing is, if they are making calls, and if it turns out that that is the case, and if we can provide evidence to show that there's a link there, and I've been told that, and I would urge those people who tell me that, actually now is the time to get a bit of gumption and come out in public and say it yourself, because one of the things that disturbs me about this is the fear factor. We seem to have a very cowed political class. And the second is that just the nature of some of the discourse, and I have to say, I don't listen to it myself, I don't really find need to, but the way that 2GB conducts itself, the way that it treats politicians when they're dragged in front of it almost to an inquisition and then battered and into submission, I don't know why politicians would submit themselves to that. And there's a coarsening of public debate that I think we need to address. It would be wonderful if we could rediscover the civil centre of society. Now, I don't think any of the things that I've said are particularly controversial.
No, it's not cool to be in the centre anymore, is it, Chris Uhlmann? Like, it's just no one wants to be there anymore.
As I say, I'm reporting a fact that the Prime Minister's office and those, about the Prime Minister, including Cabinet Ministers, think this is what was taking place. I'm also saying that I don't think that the discourse that I'm hearing is actually helping. It's certainly not helping the conservative side of politics. But the level of hysteria, the pants wetting, the pouting, the anger that comes out of these organisations, which make a living out of thugging people into submission, well, I find that quite extraordinary and astounding. And if they think that that will have an effect on me, then unfortunately, you know, I used to get beaten up in the playground because I moved every 2 years. My father was in the army. I was a fat kid, and I was quite a coward. I used to sort of be cowed in the playground because of that. Up until the day in secondary school, I decided to fight, and I got beaten up again. But boy, I felt a lot better about myself.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is better to live on your feet than die on your knees. And I'm making a point. I think it's a reasonable point of public conversation. I'm not calling for a jihad against News Corporation or these organisations. I don't want to take away their broadcast licence. You know, Kevin Rudd can call for a Royal Commission. I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying it should be transparent. And I would call on them to try and improve public debate in Australia, because it's not heading in a great direction.
And you're going one step further. You're saying to the politicians that have spoken to you, and I've had some politicians speak to me, so I'm going to be clear about that as well, because I can back up some of the things you're saying, because I've been told this too. You're saying they need to go on the record rather than just relying on you sharing this or others sharing that this happens, but actually to go on the record.
Well, because you and I now are being accused of lying for saying that that is the case. And if it's not true, then we need to provide some public evidence that it is true. These people who have spoken to us should come forward. And also, I simply say to them, look, as long as you live in fear, these people will rule you. And I don't think that Australian politicians should be ruled by fear, because what good are they if that's where we are? Like, the bullies only have power over you as long as you're frightened of them. So stop being frightened. And I would say that to everyone. It is time now for people of goodwill to speak up. I'm saying this too because I actually think that the conservative side of politics is really now in serious risk of fracture, that it might have a split like the Labor Party suffered a split and be in opposition for a very long period of time. And look, maybe that's what it needs to try and come to terms with all of this. But this discourse at the moment is not helping it at all.
Thank you so much for your time, Chris.
Take care.
Chris Yuleman there. He's, of course, he used to be with the ABC, but now he's political editor at Channel 9. And he pulled no punches when he accused News Corporation of crossing the line to become players in the Liberal Party leadership change. And politicians have raised this with me too. 0418 226 576 is our text line. What do you make of that part of the debate? Because that is part of this discussion now. And you can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.